Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, the sermon this evening is based on the gospel. So, what in earth was Caesar Augustus thinking? Although many of his subjects may have still lived near their ancestral homes, certainly thousands and thousands would have to travel many miles and for many days to be enrolled and taxed. Why not? Why not let everyone register whenever, you know, wherever they're living? They can do that, not come all the way in. Didn't Caesar realize the distribution and the productivity loss that this would cause within the empire? Joseph might have thought Caesar was nuts too, and certainly inconsiderate. There he was, forced to close up his carpentry shop, to pack up his provisions, and bring along his pregnant wife, not quite yet a wife, and for on this dangerous journey. Even so, he complied, submitting to the worldly authorities, obeying the emperor's decree. In accordance with the emperor's demands, Joseph and Mary set out over a dusty, rocky road to Galilee toward Bethlehem, the city of David, the Lord's favored king. It was about 60 miles as the crow flies, but the mother-to-be didn't have it so easy. Can you see that? Up and down, she's bouncing all over the place, and she's pregnant, following the contours of the land, possibly even steering around Samaria, that land of impure faith. The journey was probably closer to 80 or 90 miles. They drew closer to Bethlehem and to Mary's delivery. They'd been told by the angels who this child would be. But did they have the knowledge? Did they have the knowledge of the scripture to recall Micah's prophecy of the ruler of Israel being born in that city? Now, we often have that scripture in Christmas Eve, but we also have the one that we had at the beginning of our readings. So when we hear the prophecy of Micah at Christmas time, because Matthew's gospel, it informs Herod of where to seek the newborn king. These words provide us great confidence and great hope. The Savior was coming, and those who are his brethren through faith will be gathered together as one family. Finally, Mary and Joseph reach Bethlehem, overflowing with humanity everywhere, each person seeking his own needs and wants. That night, in tiny little Bethlehem, in a minor corner of Augustus' great empire, God's eternal word, listen to this, God's eternal word became flesh. And then another notice went out from Almighty God to his angels to be carried to all those considered by the world to be the least of his children. And this notice went out to the shepherds, to undesirables, to the lowly, to the simple. And the angel brought the shepherds good news of great joy that will be for all people. And that is a Savior. A small group of Judean shepherds were cloaked in the brilliance. Can you imagine? In the brilliance of the glory of God, and awed with this heavenly army. A host of mighty angels brings to them and to all the world the eternal message of peace. Glory to God in the highest. And the shepherds obeyed directions. The shepherds obeyed the directions given them by the angel, that they would find this special child in the city of David in a manger. These simple shepherds accept the word of the Lord that came to them. They hurry to Bethlehem, where they worship the newborn Savior and King in amazement and in awe. They spread the word concerning what had been told to them by the angel. In joy and praise, they spread the word about all that they had seen and heard, because they found that everything was exactly as they had been told it would be by God's messenger. Today, as it is written, and as it was then, God's word of salvation in Jesus is good news. It's good news for each and every one of us, and it is great joy to have that good news. A Savior has been born to you, and he is Christ the Lord. Today, as then, his word is a light. It is a light for all the people. The word of the Lord made believers out of the shepherds, driving them to the presence of the living God. This same word of the Lord, God's word, God's ways, God's power, salvation in Jesus, makes believers of us, graciously bestowing on us a faith that moves us to the presence of the living God. As we remain in faith to the end of this time, we look forward with joy to be continually in the full presence of our Savior and King. Today we live as Christians in the certainty. You know, this world has no certainties at all, but we do know that we live in the certainty given to us by the shepherd, whom the shepherds glorified. Micah concludes that section of his prophecy, and he shall stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall dwell secure. For now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be their peace. Amen. As we celebrate and rejoice the birth of our Savior and God, our Good Shepherd, may God's love and may God's peace surround you and your family. Amen.